put up our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. You have a party filled up with Surfsides. They're only 100 calories. Zero carbonation means easy sipping. You can find Surfsides at local bars and a convenient variety of 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll of the day, which you can vote at Junks Radio, is which Commander's rookie prospect are you most excited to see this upcoming season? Four choices. You got Josh Connerly. You've got Trey Amos, Jalen Lane, and Bill. Ja'Cory Crosby Merritt.
I don't think anybody's going to say Connerly.
Yeah, he's only getting 8% of the vote right now.
Who cares about a tackle?
Right.
I mean, I just feel like Crosby Merritt fell through the cracks draft-wise because he only played one game at Arizona after he transferred there from New Mexico?
But he played a bunch of years.
He was the MVP of the Shrine game. Like, he's a talented player fell to the seventh round.
But he played a lot of college football.
I know.
He played at Alabama State for 4 years.
He had a lot of stops.
Yeah, he did.
In his college football odyssey.
He's got a lot of carries.
Yeah.
Is favoring Trey Amos.
Mm. I mean, if he can solidify the secondary and can start opposite Lattimore, that's a home run with pick number 66, I believe he was. That's a smash.
Mm-hmm.
You get a starting cornerback in the late second round as a rookie. That's huge.
Our training camp coverage is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
You know, my daughter's in town, right, until October, even though I'm paying rent in New York City, as you know, right?
Have you disclosed how much of that rent is? It can't be cheap. I mean, it's got to be.
I mean,
is she sharing a place with somebody?
She's sharing a place, but it's in Gramercy, so they're spending a lot. So her share is $2,000 a month.
Ooh. Okay.
So, yeah. So I'm paying $2,000 a month for her to not live there.
Yeah.
And
probably don't think about it.
And how long have you been doing that? How long?
Well, I just started.
I
had to pay like a down payment. It was
deposit.
Like $8,000 before we even paid the two for the first
month. Starts making money, she's going
to. Oh, in October, she's dead to me.
Right, she's off scholarship.
In October, she's literally a dead person.
Yeah.
So, but you know, until then, and I've actually, all kidding aside, loved having her around.
Oh,
because
of course. It's the greatest.
She's actually. You know, she's looking for things to do. Her volleyball career is over. Mm-hmm. And so she's picked up golf, as mm-hmm. you know. And so she's been coming to the range with me and then even playing 5 or 6 holes before. She is babysitting to make some side money right now mm-hmm. until, you know, she goes off and does her big girl job. But I caught myself yesterday. If any of you have ever played golf with me, you know that it is a constant war. Everyone says that I'm a head case, right? Like literally everyone says mm-hmm. that I'm a head case. And I don't take pride in that at all. But that it's a torturous game for me mentally. So I curse like the worst curse. Like mm-hmm. whoever you can think of times a billion.
Mm-hmm.
I missed a putt yesterday on 3. And I said, suck my blank, blank, and blank. I just screamed it out loud.
With your daughter there?
And she looked at me. She said, Dad! Yeah. And I said, Meg, I'm sorry. I mean, she didn't believe me. She's heard me curse.
Yeah.
But that was...
Look at you.
She started laughing, but I mean, I got to get it under control, Cakes.
You got to control yourself.
I got to control myself.
You have a little bit of decorum on the course.
I have no decorum. Like, I played with a doctor last week. He was mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
But I... Nice guy.
Hopefully he's a better doctor than golfer, is what you're saying.
Hopefully. Yeah. But I said to him, like, we were starting to get to know him. I finally said to him, like, on the second hole, I said, listen, I can't keep it in my pants anymore. I'm a terrible curser on the golf course.
Well, did you just get paired up with this guy randomly?
No, it was just through a friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, because that doesn't sound like you.
No, I'm not paired up with anybody randomly. I don't do that. So I finally just had to say to him, listen, I'm going to apologize in advance. I have a horrific cursing problem mm-hmm. when I play golf.
Yeah.
This game annoys me to no end. It gives me great joy about 2 times out of, you know, 100 shots.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's a miserable thing.
But is he okay with that?
He was fine with it.
Yeah, he was fine.
He was fine with it. But, I don't think you're a guy
if you can't cuss on the golf course.
Do you think that's true? I feel like
yeah.
if I had to play with like a dignitary or something, I don't think I could do it. Like, if we, like, I don't know, who'd be, like, if the mayor, Mayor Bowser wanted to play with me, I don't think I could do it.
Probably, yeah.
I don't think might I not could go over do well. It.
Yeah, but she might think you're funny because you're dropping all the F-bombs.
Oh, I don't know.
And maybe she curses on the course,
too. Maybe she would, too. Right?
I think she'd call the cops and put me in prison. That's how bad it is.
You don't think she calls these D.C. council members MFing, you know?
By the way, did you ask the doctor for his bona fides like I would have?
No.
You're out of the course with him?
No. But I don't know. It's just something that this will only be relevant to one person in this room right here, in these two rooms. Grant Horvat, okay? He's a YouTube golfer. Okay, he's the most popular. You can make an argument. He's arguably the most popular golfer in the country. You can almost make that argument because YouTube golf is almost bigger than the tour.
He's got the opposite teeth of EB.
Well, he's got big teeth, but he's got big pearly white.
Yeah, sure. Big pearly white.
No, but his thing is, he's this YouTube golfer that, you know, people that are into that, they know. He's like, oh, golly gee.
He doesn't curse. So,
he's not a curser.
He works blue. He doesn't work blue.
Oh, no, right? He's a super religious guy, and he, you know, oh, dang.
Gee willikers. God. I miss that
no
putt.
Cursing. So I always say, not always, but every once in a while I go, today I'm going to be in my Grant Horvat mode.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm going to be, oh, golly gee.
Doesn't stick, does it?
It lasts about a half a hole.
Irony is your mom never uttered curse words.
Where did it come from?
Your mom used to say crumb. I remember
friends,
that was her go-to.
Your
my
friends?
Peers.
Because your dad wasn't a cusser.
My dad.
It didn't seem like he was.
My dad could curse. What,
I would.
When he was pissed.
What doesn't help is I think Eric doesn't let shots go either.
Mm-hmm.
So it builds up. Crescendos.
Right.
Of course.
Into a bigger
volcano.
Long... Yeah, but volcanoes.
It's highlighted on the golf course. But of all my friends, I mean, I remember... You know, when you were just first discovering curse words, you took a liking to them in particular in elementary school.
My mother washed my mouth out with soap when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, you loved.
Because I said the F word and not the one about sex. Because I read it. It was
like a bathroom stall.
It was like a vandalized vandalism thing. And somebody wrote like a slur with the F. Yeah. And I said that at my house. Oh.
Yeah,
right on the floor, soap in the mouth.
Yeah. He's been a prolific curser since we were 10 years
old.
He
embraces the medium. He is his thing.
Well, you know, like my daughter says, you are sort of who your five closest friends are.
Mm.
So I'd put you guys kind of in the same camp.
Hey, let me ask this. If the marshal had been driving by when you said what you said in front of your daughter, do you think he, and he heard you say
do you think
he would have said anything to you?
Like literally, and I'm not kidding. I think some of the things I've said would be grounds to kick me out of the club.
at least like probation. Put you on probation for your potty mouth.
Suspension at a minimum.
But at least you're aware enough to tell your partner who doesn't know you.
I had to tell him in advance because it was killing me.
I noticed I was talking to somebody that's on the Commanders, and he dropped the holy smokes, and I was just being conversational just for a couple minutes, and I know I was cursing.
Did he actually say the holy the S word? Or
no,
he, said,
he was.
He said a
he was like a Christian, and I was like, "Whoa, I gotta dial it back."
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't want to offend anyone. It's just my own frustration with my own self.
You just can't help yourself.
It's my own anger and sadness.
I think I'm just too apathetic about my golf results to care that much. I used to be like that.
No. I put in too much work to suck.
Yeah,
this
I like playing with guys like that.
That what?
The curse? That are just ultra competitive that will, you know, miss a 4-foot putt.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I don't know
you
if like I
like fire?
It.
Yeah, I do.
Now, here's what I will do. I take pride in this. I don't throw my clubs. I put it in there softly, but inside, steam.
But you used to throw your clubs.
Oh, it's 20 years. I told you, I had the ultimate revenge. I threw my wedge. It hit a tree, bounced back, and it impaled me in my arm. I have a scar in my arm.
Hey.
And I had half a wedge sticking out of my forearm.
The golf gods got their revenge on
me. That happened at like a really nice club. Jason, we used to play every once in a blue moon. Used to play it a lot. River Bend, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
One of those.
River Bend's great.
Oh, yeah. River Bend. The revenge of the River Bend tree.
Oh, man, Andrew Bond over there.
You threw a club at River Bend?
Oh, yeah. Wedge. This was 20 years ago. I mean, it was a Strasburg-like fastball.
When you used to play with Mike O'Mara, what did he say about you? Or maybe you said it about him.
Oh, he was a nightmare.
Oh, he was crazy.
He was crazy too because he was always he was always speed golfing
because he had to get back to the show.
He had to work, right? So he had to do a 3 p.m. show, and he was like, hurry up, bro. You know,
because Don would yell at him.
3 hour round it,
huh?
He wanted to get 3 hour round it.
Yeah, it was like he was the president or something. Miserable. I mean, it was really nice. He would take us out to RTJ and really nice places. Yeah. But then he would get volcanic. Volcanic. But anyway, I thought you might enjoy that. But it's, you know what? It's going to be a resolution of mine. It's a mid-summer resolution. Try to work on my language.
Nah, I think maybe you are who you are. I don't think that's going to
The phrase
it.
Which starts with S followed by my, I would stay away from that when I'm around my daughter.
Yeah, that was particularly like sexual.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Like I
never said that.
We know what you said.
Yeah. I would stay away from that.
I totally forgot
in front of your daughters.
I totally forgot that she was with us. Then I felt a little bad. I mean, she's heard me curse like the worst of all, but I don't really
curse in front of my kids.
We curse. Except for my wife.
But maybe a little bit with Dylan, but not really.
I'm just waiting for my youngest doesn't yet, but you know, she'll be playing, you know, and you know, it's unavoidable.
And she's exposed to it home.
Well, like once you get into college and, you know, your college friends.
I don't feel like Dina curses, though, probably.
That's what I said. No, Dina doesn't.
Yeah, Dina doesn't curse. You're picking up the slack. Yeah.
Has she ever? What would be a
way? Oh, I'm sure yelling at me or something. Oh. I'm sure. But you know, she on the whole, no, she's
there's
not.
There's no way she said she's ever uttered the phrase that he uttered on the golf course.
No way.
No, I mean, it was a vicious, right. It was vicious with a lot of anger.
And was it, again, it was a missed putt or missed chip?
Missed the putt.
Missed the putt.
Yep. Missed the putt. And I told it to suck my, you know, really loud.
Been there.
Really loud.
It's like Terrell Hatton. Terrell Hatton says that too.
All right, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back.